Holy Week, Passion Week. These are terms that are used to describe the days leading up to the time of Good Friday and Easter Sunday and the traditions that people have regarding the key events of Christ's death and his resurrection, which is just a few days off here for us this year. But what do they really mean? Is there anything in the Bible that talks about a holy week in that sense? Is that really what a Christian should be observing? Is that what God intended?
It's not. Those aren't biblical terms. Those are religious terms that you find in religion out in the world, but they're not biblical terms. The biblical terms for these times are Passover and the days of unleavened bread. There are specific instructions that are given to us when it comes to those days. We need to prepare for the Passover. We need to prepare for the days of unleavened bread. And the Bible is full of examples of how we do that. In fact, in 1 Corinthians, Paul gives all kinds of instructions on the Passover and how to properly observe the Passover. And then later in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, he tells us about this time of the year in verse 5, to examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? So this is a time of examination.
What is really holy is not the days or not the week, and certainly not us. What is holy is Christ, his life, his perfect sacrifice, and also his life within us. And what Paul is talking about there in 2 Corinthians 11 is an admonition to a believer to examine themselves as to whether Christ's life is within us. And that's the only hope of being holy that any of us can ever have. And that becomes quite a struggle, that becomes quite a challenge, but it's important for one who is certainly wanting to live by every word of God to do in using this time wisely at this period of year.
And that's a challenge for us, to examine ourselves. That's a word that was used when they looked at gems or coins to tell if they were counterfeit or if they were real. And so are we real? Are we really devoted to God? Are we really devoted to Jesus Christ? Have we done that, and are we going to rededicate ourselves to more fully allow him to live in us? That's the question at this time of the year.
The reality is observing this time of year according to the biblical days, and that is the Passover, and that is the days of unleavened bread. That's what's important.
That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.